Here's a shocking thing I'm going to tell you. Maybe you don't think it's shocking. Think about it. Here it is. Sometimes God speaks to us. Wow. Do you believe that? Wow. Sometimes God speaks to us. I believe that this morning is going to be one of those times. What's our frame of reference for that? Well, if you look in the back of your bulletin, there are three Bible passages. We didn't read the Old Testament, but you know the story of God speaking to Moses in the burning bush. Remember that? Here was Moses, minding his own business, doing his job. He was tending the flocks, minding his... What? I got to check this out. This bush is burning, but not consumed. That's weird. God speaks to me. What does he say? Moses, I got a job for you. That's a frame of reference. Sometimes God speaks to us. We did hear the account of Pentecost. Remember that? That was crazy. Sound of rushing wind and fire on their heads and people speaking in languages. I had no idea, but you know, there are people there who understood him. And God was speaking through those disciples, the gospel news. And that was an example of God speaking to us. And our gospel reading was what? You remember John 3:16? The gospel in a nutshell. God was explaining to us through Jesus that God loves us. Sometimes God speaks to us. So my message has to be brief to allow us time. So this will be brief, but I want to make just two points in my message. Those biblical references from God's word inform us today. So, yes, we're taking a spiritual gifts survey. That's a good thing. So I imagine that this survey, I want you to imagine, is like a conversation with God. And I imagine this to be us saying, God, what do you want me to do? And God will say, well, I don't know. What are you good at? We would say, well, let me check. And that's where the survey comes in handy. We'll ask you questions that's not on any non-Christian personality profile. These are spiritual gifts. They're from the Bible. So that's our conversation with God, in which we answer questions. In this format, we have 45 questions for you. And you respond to those 45 questions with answers that are either much, some, little, or not at all. You have four choices. So it is kind of like a test. But as you add those up, you will see what your higher numbers are, and that will be your reflection of what are the gifts that God has given you. So that's the spiritual gifts part. That's one thing. That's a conversation with God. It's not just filling out the form and moving on. There is an extra dimension to that. And the second thing is, if you think about the essence of what we're doing with the spiritual gift, the bigger issue, the bigger question is, this relates to maybe one of the most important questions you will ever ask yourself. Maybe this is the most important question for you today in your life, and it could be, why am I here? Why am I here? Don't you agree? That's kind of a global thing. It's a little larger than a survey. Why am I here? What does God want me to do? Well, this is an unusual congregation, it seems to me, as an outsider. We have a heart for God's word. We have a heart for wanting to do what God... So if you want to know why am I here, or what does God want me to do, this survey will help you determine that. And the ultimate solution is not just that you sign up for stuff here. Of course, we have opportunities, but God might want you to do something at some other ministry, or even maybe no ministry at all. Maybe God wants you to help only your family for now. I don't know. It's a strange thing, don't you think? Because a pastor should be giving you answers. And if you ask me, what does God want you to do? Let me just say, I don't know. I don't know. But God will tell you, and then you can tell us. What an amazing dynamic. So the dynamic of this ministry here at St. Luke's is not that you should do things for the church. We want to make sure we're doing things for you. That's what this is. So that's our hope, our prayer, that this coming moments of time will be a blessing to you. So, that's my message. Conversation with God, more than just a survey. It's a global thing related to why am I here. And so therefore, when you leave today, there will be tables with opportunities, and I hope you do sign up. And additionally, areas of interest, you can fill that in, not just that you have a gift, but what you want to do, so we can follow up with you. But the ultimate thing is that you have a blessing through this experience. So just to wrap this up, would you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we ask you to speak to us this morning. Tell us your will. Help us learn your will through reflection and answering questions. We ask you to bless our lives now. In Jesus' name, amen.